I'm as if suspended inside this vast living entity, like Jonah in the whale. But this creature is no puny whale. It extends far below me, under delicate mosses with their dizzying complexity. It reaches under the soft layers of living dirt and decay, pushes its roots far beneath my feet, breaking through rock and yet holding the earth together. And its cathedral treetops soar above, beyond my sight, a million fireless candles glowing green on the branches. The air seems to wrap itself around me, like ribbons of silk, like a vine caught in the antlers of a buck, streaming out behind him as he runs. The boreal forest wraps itself around the globe, a being so far beyond our little selves that we might not even see it sometimes, busy as we are counting the trees. We train ourselves to narrow our focus. We spend a lot of our time like the woodpecker, concentrating our attentions. But today, at this moment, I have no mission. No economy drives me through the woods. I'm not searching for morels or tasty ferns, I'm not hurrying to grandmother's house or stalking a wolf. Thousands of hooves and paws and people before me have worn this trail. My own two little feet find it without any help. And maybe because I have no focus, or because the goulash of smells coming from wet leaf and mold and crumbling wood has gone to my head, or maybe just because it is so, I feel myself to be like the new curled leaf slowly unfolding, to be like the buzzing, clicking insects, like the fast-beating heart of the mouse looking out from under a roof of grass. All of us, and every pine needle, and the lichen, and the beetles, the eagle, and the fox, all of us part of the forest's breath. It's happened again. It's happened before. What we were warned against in the folk tales, I have lost myself in the woods. On vacation one winter, my wife befriended a boy who lived on a boat with his parents and sister. The family was then leisurely sailing up the Pacific coast of Mexico, putting in when the mood struck him and setting out the same. He was a lovely kid, full of imagination and wonder, stories of exotic sea creatures. When Gail told him where she lived, he stopped and thought about it, and then said, "Are there sticks there?" "Oh yes, lots of sticks and fallen branches." He got a dreamy look on his face, this seafaring boy, and said, "If I lived there, I could build a fire." I pick up a stick off the trail and wave it in the air, saluting him out at sea. The forest beckons for him when he's ready to venture inland. Holding my stick in front of me like some instrument of navigation, I face toward the east, the south, the west, the north, in a slow circle, surrounded, suspended, turned around, for the trail to lead me home.